Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Keep it down while mommy's on the radio, please. Keep it. Shut up! Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia's in the house. Sorry, my kids are with me in the studio today. I know, they're out of school for 2.5, is it 2.5 weeks? Oh, my gosh. Didn't we just get through summer break? Go back to school. All right, guys, how y'all doing out there? Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. I know everybody's all happy. You guys all running around getting all excited. I think we got the last of the Christmas parties and the holiday parties this weekend. I know we're having one. I'm so excited. Running around like crazy, you know, hitting up Costco and Sam's Club and Walmart, and then remembering I forgot something at Sam's Club. Then I realized I dropped my Costco card at Sam's Club, and I left my Sam's Club card at Costco, so I need to go back there. Then I realized Sam's Club only has this, but Costco only has this. And then I finally end up spending more money than I need to. But you know what? It's the Christmas time. It's Hanukkah time. This is exactly what we do. Now, while you guys are all sitting there kind of getting all kind of cuddly, you know, all tucked in because you think you're going on a break. I'm here to say, nope, you're not going on a break because I got a pop quiz. So pop quiz, everybody. Get your pencils out. Pop quiz. I know. No cussing. We're doing a pop quiz. Pencils out. Come on. You know. Listen. The pop quiz is easy if you listen to my show all week. Number one. Are you ready? Pencils out. Number one. Which of the following is not what Hanukkah is all about? Is it eating fattening, greasy foods? Spitting when you talk, celebrating 8 days of presents and candles, or Dr. Dahlia's age of first menarche? Which of the following is not what Hanukkah is about? Number two, which of the following blood type has been linked to a higher risk of diabetes? Is it blood type A, blood type B, blood type C, blood type AB, blood type O, blood type W, blood type NBC, blood type MSNBC, blood type CNN, or blood type Fox? I'm not repeating that whole question. Next, number three, true or false? Guys, you're going to have to write faster than this. True or false? E-cigs are less addictive than real cigs. True or false? E-cigs are less addictive than real cigs. If you guys aren't writing down the answers, no, don't just sit there and stare at me. No, you're just sitting there staring at the radio. You're supposed to write these answers down. I don't care if you're driving. Pull over. Number four, true or false? More teens smoke e-cigs than regular cigarettes. True or false? More teens smoke e-cigs than regular cigarettes. Either way, they're really, really bad kids, and they should be grounded, like, big time for that. Okay, kids, you listening to that? No e-cigs, no regular cigs. Well, they don't care. True or false? Medical advice found on shows like Dr. Oz have been found to be 100% accurate. True or false? Okay, that's an easy one. Medical advice found on shows. I love Dr. Oz. All right, but apparently doctors in the media and doctor shows are getting some bad publicity, except mine, of course, because nobody even listens to mine. Medical advice found on shows like Dr. Oz have been found to be 100% accurate. Number six, what time is it? No, but here's the kicker. In Spanish. You need to tell me in Spanish. Number seven, how long does the average menopause last? I know. No, longer than my show. Trust me. Number eight, ibuprofen has been found to extend our lives for how many numbers of years? Taking ibuprofen has been found to extend our lives for how many numbers of years? Number nine, how much weight do we gain on average during the holidays? How much weight do we gain on average during the holidays? And finally, this is a bonus question, okay? I'm going to add a bonus question in here. Why is porn a public health crisis? Now, if you listen to my show, you would know why this is happening. Why is porn a public health crisis? All right. I don't know. In no less than 100 words. And stop. Pencils down. Pencils down. All right, guys, here we go. Number one, listen, we got to move quickly with this. This is a pop quiz. Pop quiz means we pop and we do it quickly. Number one, which of the following is not what Hanukkah is about? Is it about eating fattening, greasy foods? Is it about spitting when you talk? Celebrating 8 days of presents and candles or the age of my first period? The answer is D. It has nothing to do with my period, even though I usually get my period on Hanukkah because it lasts like 8 days. It's very hard for me to go, you know, more than a week without something happening. But it actually, we've talked about Hanukkah, eating fattening, greasy foods is a part of the Hanukkah tradition because of the oil, right? Remember the whole Maccabees and, you know, the temple and eating the oil. And there was, okay, I'll tell you guys about that. Spitting when you talk just happens because you could say Hanukkah or you could say Hanukkah or Chag Sameach. And that's my favorite part of Hanukkah, actually, because you make people wet when you give them the wishes. Number two, which of the following blood types has been linked to a higher risk of diabetes? The answer is B, blood type B. I'm blood type B, so I'm really screwed. There is no such blood type as W. I tricked you guys about a month ago. I asked you about the blood type NBC or MSNBC. There's no such thing. And there is no blood type C. Any of you guys have picked blood type C, that's stupid. Number three. True or false? E-cigs are less addictive than real smoking. The study found that they really are. They are less addictive than real smoking. Why? Well, you'll just have to tune in. True or false? More teens are smoking e-cigs than regular cigarettes. Yes, that is true. More teens are now smoking e-cigs, even if they've never even smoked a cigarette. I know. They need a tactician. Very, very bad. Number five. Medical advice found on shows like Dr. Oz have been found to be 100% accurate. In this one study by British researchers, they found it to be 50% accurate. If they did test the Dr. Dahlia show, they would probably find 2% accurate. So not bad. What time is it in Spanish? It's 10:12. All right, in Espanol. Very good. Number seven, how long does the average menopause last? The average menopause lasts 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. All right, I've already done that like tenfold, but all right. Ibuprofen has been found to extend our lives by 12 years. We'll talk about that. How much weight do we gain on average during the holidays? You'll be surprised. I'm going to make you guys wait. And why is porn a public health crisis? We will tell you after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back taking your calls, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 18 minutes past the hour. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how much weight gain do we really gain? Now, everybody keeps saying it's 5 to 10 pounds. All right? There was a study back in 2000 in the New England Journal of Medicine that said that. All right? But what we found out that we really don't gain that much weight. According to this one researcher, we only gain 0.81 pounds. The study looked at the weight fluctuations of 195 adults who were weighed 4 times over the pre-holiday, beginning in late September, then the holiday, then the post-holiday till about late February period. But even with that small sample size, they said there's very little weight that we actually really gain. Now, the Smithsonian, I guess is the journal that this is in, points out that the researchers found that most of the participants didn't lose the holiday weight before the beginning of the next pre-holiday period, And we're having a little issue. The sewer, something really stinks. I'm trying to do the show, but there is something that really reeks right now in the studio. This is like disgusting. I don't know what the hell happened. We don't have a bathroom here, so I did not bring, there's no animals in here. I'm wondering if we're smelling somebody's sewage. It like really stinks. And listen, I'm a doctor. I smell stuff all the time. This like reeks. This is horrible. Okay, hold on, let me hold this. Anyway, according to the study of the Smithsonian, points out that the researchers found that most of the participants didn't lose the holiday weight. I'm sorry, I can't breathe. Before the beginning of the next pre-holiday period. Okay, what are they talking about? I don't know. I can't concentrate. It really stinks so bad. Oh, Lord have... Doesn't it stink? What the hell is that? Okay. All right. Whew. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. All right, let's move on. Boy, okay, so the weight gain is 0.81. Oh, man. Listen, I've dropped some deuces in my days, but nothing was this bad. But why? How would we smell it inside the walls? I mean, that is, whoa. Gosh, okay. Anyway, let's go on. Okay, porn. Why is porn a public health crisis? Okay, well, they say pornography right now is so widespread in the United States that it deserves to be a major public health crisis. Now, a couple days ago, we talked about how 6% of the world is truly addicted to the Internet. Now, we talked about Internet addiction and how to not be addicted to the Internet. One real surefire way for you not to be addicted is, you know, the next time you guys go on the Internet, I want you to go to GCN Live. Or KDWN, or Boost Radio, or Talk Superstation, or any of my affiliates, click on the Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You just have that play, and you'll just find yourself walking away from the computer. You'll find yourself leaving the house, driving away. So that's what I would do, okay? But I think many more people are addicted to the Internet. I don't think that 6% number does it justice. I think, you know. But one of the reasons why I think people are addicted to the Internet is because you could access anything. Anything. If I want to know what's going on with my brother, I could just Facebook or Twitter or just see what's going on with them. If I want to take a look at Michael Fassbender and just throw up a picture, I could see that. If I want to look at my show ratings, So, you know, there's a lot of things I could do on the Internet. And a lot of us have now, you know, our lives revolve around computers, okay? We don't do anything paper anymore. Look at how doctors are now getting penalized by Medicare if they have paper records, which, by the way, is, I think, a crock of crap because, I mean, look at what happened with Sony. You got Sony getting hacked. You got the CIA getting hacked, the Senate being hacked, people being hacked, right? iCloud being hacked. And we doctors are getting penalized for having your medical records, right, up on some sort of a cloud. Oh, hell no. But that's another discussion for another day. Let's go back to this public health crisis of porn. All right. Apparently, they say there is an untreated pandemic of harm from pornography and that there's a lot of science proving that porn is harmful. Now, what we're starting to see is not only a group of Internet addicted people, but we're having more and more people addicted to porn. All right. Now, I don't really see what's so exciting about watching other people have sex. I think it's more exciting for, you know, you to have sex. If I had the time to watch somebody have sex, then I would probably have the time to have sex myself, right? Okay. I understand most people, they don't have the ability to. I have a husband. And I'm very, very fortunate because all I have to do is say, I'm ready. And luckily, he's always good to go. It's the opposite, though. If he goes, I want to, you know, do some hibbity-dibbity-bibbity-bibbity, I'm like, sorry. You know, I'm watching a Michael Fassbender movie. Leave me alone. But, you know, so maybe it's because I have sex whenever I want. It's there. It's sitting there. It's lying there. It's, I don't know, always there if I need it. But, you know, why would porn in and of itself, okay, besides being addicted, why would that be a public health crisis? Well, is it because people aren't going to work because they're sitting there looking at porn? Is it because people are expecting us to act like porn stars? All right. Now, I talked about this a couple days ago. I haven't watched any recent porn until before I was married, and I really didn't get it because the storylines really confused me. Okay, I didn't know that you were supposed to have sex in the middle of some sort of a, I don't know, campground. That just never made any sense, right? But anyway, some of these, I don't know what movie it was. I don't know, Inside the Tent, something like that. I don't even know what the name was. But anyway, all right, so for me, I was very, very fortunate to not need to watch that. But, you know, maybe the stories have gotten really better. I mean, maybe they're as enticing for people to watch as Game of Thrones these days. Although Game of Thrones has its own amount of porn, doesn't it? I mean, Game of Thrones is pretty pornographic. Every show has something kind of raunchy. But, you know, we were talking about earlier this week how the expectations of the partners seems to be too high because people seem to equate what is done in porn as real life. And when your partner does not decide to engage in what happens in porn, we should play one. Because it's not like you could see it. It's the radio. I wonder if we have anything with, I'll look it up. I may have blocks on this. The studio may have blocks. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Now, you know what? Not necessary. I'm sure it's just a bunch of weird music. But anyway, you know, I think a lot of us look at what we do online and look at and from what we perceive is going on, from what we see and bombard ourselves with online, we go to our partners and go, well, you know, you're doing this wrong. Like, for example, women will watch Sex and the City and they will expect that they need to have that sort of passion or falling in love or that excitement or girlfriends like that. Or I don't know. I've never really sat and watched all the episodes of Sex and the City. And then, you know, husbands are like, wait a second, you know, what am I doing wrong here? You know, why is she unhappy? Well, if she keeps watching shows like that, she comes home and goes, excuse me, or her husband comes home and like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, you're not living up to your expectations. Same thing with men and their women. Do I look like any of these beautiful women in Hollywood? Oh, hell no. And if that's what my husband looks at all day long, he's going to be really disappointed. And then he's going to dump me. And then I'm going to be single, and then I'm going to be having to watch porn. So you see how everything just goes around? What is my recommendation to all of you? Okay, realize that life is not Candy Crush. It's not Facebook. It's not Twitter. It's not Kim Kardashian. Even reality TV, life isn't like that. Okay? All right? Life is what happens away from the computer. And what you get from the computer is what's being fed to you. All right? These medical shows, we talked about the medical study that came out saying that researchers looked at Dr. Oz's show and found that half of the medical advice or whatever is ill-founded, etc. You know, what are you guys expecting? Are you expecting doctors on TV or whatever to just read you the New England Journal of Medicine? I've done that, or I've read you guys articles. You know, popular painkiller, sensitivities, or headache. I mean, do I sit there and do that? Yeah, I do. All right? And it's boring, and you guys don't want to listen. You guys want to be entertained. You want to hear opinion. All right? So we're going to talk about that study, and we're going to talk about ibuprofen possibly extending our lives. We found that ibuprofen decreases skin cancer. That was interesting. What about extending our lives? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lindsay wants me to talk about the Garcinia Cambogia. It's one of the products that Dr. Oz has recommended. I have to tell you guys, I'm not really familiar with it. I wish I was. I'm not. Dr. Oz, I'm a fan of. Let's start with that. I'm a fan of Dr. Oz. I think what he's done is he's made doctors seem approachable. He's made doctors entertaining. We don't seem to look like the bad guy overall. And somebody like Dr. Oz allowed me in radio, even though he was not my predecessor, Dr. Dean Adele was, and Dr. Drew. But I really, really commend Dr. Oz for all the good work he's done. But I also understand that there's a lot of confinements that we have being in media. One of the reasons, and we've talked about this earlier this week, that I have not made it to a level that I probably could have, that was a lot more lucrative, is I have refused to endorse products I know nothing about and I don't believe does what they say they do. So if I'm not endorsing a lot of products, we lose those as sponsors. And it's been very, very difficult in the radio world to get above a certain, in medical, okay, get above a certain stature if, as these products come my way, I don't give it my seal of approval. And the reason why I can't do that is because I still practice medicine. Alright, I mean, I have a medical license and so does Dr. Oz and everyone else too, but I mean, I just cannot lose any credibility. Alright? And so how accurate would I base my show? Well, I would base my show as 100% accurate because what I don't know, I say I don't know. I mean, how many times have you guys heard me go, duh? I do that all the time. Okay, just like this. What's Garcinia Cambogia? I don't know. So you see, how could I lose credibility? I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. So in this study, the reason why this has made such headlines is because investigators had looked at 80 claims, and 80 references or something like that, and they found that about half of them were correct, but half had no evidence of any science, I guess. So that's according to this one study in the British Medical Journal. And so they've been talking about people about to be possibly more skeptical. They gathered data on 40 episodes from the doctors and the Dr. Oz show. Experts from various health-focused disciplines analyzed a random collection of 80 pieces of health advice from each show for their scientific accuracy. To qualify as evidence-based, each piece of advice had to accompany at least one case study or a better piece of evidence. 54% of the recommendations were verified. For recommendations of the Dr. Oz show, evidence supported 46% of the claims, was absent for 39%, contradicted the claims 15% of the time. For the doctors, they did better than the Dr. Oz show. The doctors, 63% were verified, 24% had no evidence, 14% contraindicated. Now, you see, this is, nobody's ever studied me because I don't even think the British Medical Journal even knows I exist. Okay, that's okay, that's okay. One day. Alright, what you guys, though, want me to do, okay, is go off the air. No, you don't want me to go off the air. The reason why I'm here in radio is because you want my opinion. Okay? You don't want me reading off a New England Journal of Medicine piece, nor do you want the doctors or Dr. Oz to do that. Okay? You want somebody to go, look, this is what I think really works. You can't be skipping breakfast and just eating one or two meals a day. That's not healthy. You guys have to eat food on a regular basis, a little bit every few hours. You know, it's easier on your pancreas, etc. Now, has there been an actual study looking at that? Yes, there's been studies, maybe exactly to the degree that I'm saying, maybe not. But I'm giving you my opinion. Now, what the big hullabaloo is about is, do people realize that we are giving our opinions, or are they taking what Dr. Oz says or Dr. Dahlia says as gold? Now, I understand that I have a huge responsibility, and I was scared to death the first time I went on air. I was so freaked out. It was at KLAV almost 6 years ago, January 9th, and I was like, oh, I got to be so careful. And every single thing I said, I double-checked and back-checked, and I had footnotes, and I had my references, because I thought I was going to get sued, because I told somebody to cut back on carbs if they were diabetic. And, you know, now I'm like, now I'll just go off about something. And I won't have any footnotes nor any pieces of paper. My computer will be off sometimes. My feet will be on the table and I will just go. But again, the reason why is you're listening to a 15-year veteran doctor that has seen as much as, you know, she's seen in 15 years, even though I could see a hell of a lot more. And I'm giving you my opinion on what you should do. All right. Is there any scientific study saying that you should get an EKG at a physical if you're over 40 years old and a male? No, I don't think there's any study out there. Yet I've told many of you guys to do that. Why? Because I think it's a good idea. Now, I'm not in trouble, and I probably won't get in trouble, okay, with the exception of insurance companies saying, oh, Dr. Dottie's making us pay for an EKG. Oh, my gosh, she's so bad. You know, this isn't what Obamacare wants. But where I would get in trouble is if I say, I want you to buy this product, Ghibli Goop. This product, Ghibli Goop, is so damn good. It is going to prevent this. It's going to help you do this. It's going to help you do this. That's where I'm going to start putting my neck on the line. And, of course, Ghibli Goop wants me to do that because they have a product to sell. And if they could get a doctor to endorse it. But I've endorsed products in the past, but only ones that I've tried myself and I've seen work. Why do I endorse Weight Watchers? They're not a sponsor. They have nothing to do with my show. But because I tried Weight Watchers, my patients have been, I'm a fan of Weight Watchers, so yeah, I'm going to bring that up. So, you know, here Dr. Oz has products. And if, I think what should happen is, I think the responsibility that medical hosts and medical shows should have, whether it be radio, media, YouTube, whatever, is have some sort of a disclaimer as to if somebody is a sponsor. When we did have a sponsor of one product a couple years back that was kind of health related, you know, I was very open about that. I'm like, look guys, this is somebody who's sponsoring the show, but this is somebody that I did, you know, I've tried this product, I like it, but I want to hear from you guys. Tell me what you think. Teach me about it because I'm only one person that's tried it. So I think a disclaimer would help. Now, of course, what the disclaimer is you know, you see the commercials play. So if you sit there and you don't fast forward through the show and you're watching the commercials, a lot of times the commercials are related to, you know, what they're talking about. But, you know, Dr. Oz has a job. He has a job to be a TV doctor. Okay? Even though he is not a family doctor like me, he has the ability and the writers and the producers, and he has the medical training to talk about a variety of subjects. So that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do it in a clear, concise way, no medical jargon like I do. And he's supposed to stay fit, which I don't. I do work out a lot. And he's supposed to have guests. He's supposed to make it interesting, and he's supposed to entertain. If he is not entertaining, the show doesn't stay on the network. And this is the struggle that they have. Where, though, the British researchers want us to draw the line is before we say, you need to go out and buy this. And, you know, I was a little shocked. I don't know if I've ever seen him say that. Again, I don't have time to watch the show because I'm always working. But you know, I would never tell you go out and buy a product. Okay, even if they were a sponsor, because that, to me, a salesman. Okay, I may never, ever make it to the big screen like Dr. Oz. But, you know, he does a good show. I'm a fan of his. But you need to research anything that's brought up. Okay, just like what I say before my show, always check in with your regular doctor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 48 minutes past the hour. Ibuprofen, they say, in this one study, may add 12 extra years of good health and good quality life. Why? Because it slows down aging. Really? I don't know if I would believe this, but you guys got to listen to this. In a series of experiments, they said ibuprofen, which is an over-the-counter NSAID, anti-inflammatory, non-steroidal, extended the life of yeast, worms, and flies by 15%. And those extra years were not bad, decrepit years. They were good ones. If they take that and extrapolate it to humans, that would give us an extra 12 years of good quality of life. I don't know if I believe that, but that's what they say. So the U.S. researchers, Dr. Chong He of the Buck Institute for Age Research in California, says healthy worms tended to thrash a lot, and treated worms thrashed much longer than would normally be expected. I don't understand that. As they aged, maybe they were having sex, I don't know. As they aged, they also swallowed food much faster than expected. So a worm swallowing food faster was a sign of quality of life? Our preliminary data showed ibuprofen also extended their lifespan. And the dose was taken very similar to the dose that we take to treat headaches, muscle pain, sprains, flu, etc. Now, I guess they think that maybe what this ibuprofen does is it stops cells from taking up tryptophan. Now, tryptophan is in eggs and chocolate and turkey, etc. And maybe that has something to do with, I really don't know. I guess, I don't know. I've been sitting here for years telling you guys to be careful of these anti-inflammatories because it could cause heart disease. It could cause, I've seen people go into heart failure from taking chronic anti-inflammatories. I've seen people have GI bleeds and ulcerations in their stomach lining, have worse reflux, which can cause acid reflux and later esophageal cancer. So I get really, really nervous, the kidney complications for chronic ibuprofen. But according to this study, they think that this is going to be a wonder drug in that if it helps worms live longer, it'll help us live longer. I still don't understand the whole tryptophan link. I'll have to see what more of that study tells us. Now, ibuprofen was found also in a study to help protect against squamous cell carcinoma. They found people that took ibuprofen had less of this. This is like the second most common skin cancer. They had less of squamous cell carcinoma than people who didn't take regular ibuprofen. I'm not telling you to go and take regular ibuprofen. That scares the heck out of me. But squamous cell carcinoma, why would an ibuprofen help prevent against cancer? Well, maybe what it is when the sun effect hits the skin and you start to have some inflammatory changes, and those inflammatory changes could possibly cause some cells to become cancerous. Maybe the anti-inflammatory stops that. I don't know. So that's one of those things where it's like, huh, what, really, really? But you know what? Well, you know, it's interesting. We'll kind of keep our ears to the ground on that one. But don't by any means start, you know, imbibing ibuprofen every single day. I'd be really nervous about that. One thing I love to imbibe are caramel apples. Now, actually, I like chocolate on them. I really don't like caramel that much, but I love chocolate. So I love the candied apples that have chocolates and M&Ms and frosting on it and funny faces, and I could just go to town. Well, unfortunately, 4 people have died, and more than 24 illnesses have been reported in 12 states because there was a listeria contamination of some caramel apples. The CDC, according to Fox News, said it knows of 28 cases in which people were sickened with the same strains of the bacterial illness listeria, the same strain, meaning it was probably from the same, forefather that then later expanded and gotten propagated and then got into multiple of those, I don't even know if you could call them produce once they're caramelized. But 26 people have been hospitalized. Another report is saying 5 have died, not 4, but 5. Listeriosis, they said, contributed to 4 of the deaths, but a 5th person who died had a strain of listeria linked to the caramel apples, but they don't know if the person died because of listeria disease. He just might have died because of something else, but he had listeria on board. They said 83% of the ill people who were interviewed reported eating commercially produced prepackaged caramel apples before getting sick. They said the investigation into the deaths and illnesses is now rapidly evolving, and so we're on alert if anybody has the Listeria symptoms. You know, diarrhea, dehydration. Remember how deadly the listeria was when we saw the cantaloupe outbreak? That was some pretty scary stuff. Very dangerous for pregnant women because that could cause miscarriage. It could kill the fetus. Pretty scary stuff. And caramel apples is a big draw right now with the holiday season. We love to take any food like yams, turkey, and decorate it with sugar because we can. And I don't really blame people for wanting to eat a caramel apple. They're yummy, but I don't have the name of the company yet. All we know is that caramel apples. I'll have to, once I get that, post that on my Facebook or Twitter. All right, e-cigs, less addictive than regular ones. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We had a study that came out a while back saying e-cigs are more dangerous, possibly 10 times more carcinogenic than regular cigarettes. And we also thought that the nicotine in e-cigs would be more addictive. Well, apparently in this study, they say e-cigs that deliver propylene glycol and glycerin and nicotine and flavorings, etc., are apparently less toxic, according to Jonathan Fulge from the Pennsylvania State University College of Medicine. They have lesser toxic substances that may lead to cancer as compared to traditional cigarettes. And what they did is they had an online survey, not the most scientific, but it's science nonetheless, to study e-cig dependence. And they found that greater amounts of nicotine in e-cig liquid, okay, even though it may deliver the nicotine more effectively, they didn't seem to see a relationship with people being more addicted to it. So, you know, maybe it's because smokers have to smoke more to get more of the nicotine. I don't know. But if my instructions to you all when it comes to e-cigs is, if you've been smoking 20 years, don't substitute e-cigs for 20 years. E-cigs are supposed to be a crutch to get you off smoking. And I have been very supportive of my patients going to e-cigs because I'm assuming they're only going to do it for a short period of time. If they could get off the smokes and be off the e-cigs together, yeehaw. All right? But here's the problem. We haven't had e-cigs long enough to really know the long-term addictive effects. So, I mean, we've had cigarettes for, I don't know how many decades. But when it comes to centuries and a half, so tobacco, people have been smoking tobacco for centuries now. So, e-cigs, what, they've gotten really, really popular in the last 10 years, 8 years maybe. So we don't have enough data, but all I'm asking you is, if you are getting off the smokes and you are moving towards that, I would say just plan on doing short term, okay? That never hurts. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, blood type, we talked about that this week. Blood type B was found to have a 35% higher chance of developing diabetes than blood type O. If you have blood type O, apparently you seem to be in the clear, as well as really loved by blood donation centers. I love type O blood people. Love them. All right, guys. More Dr. Dahlia may be coming your way. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
The knowledge of the ancients
tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.